Today, the U.S. ambassador to Kenya issued a strong warning against electoral violence in the East African nation. Kenyans go to the polls next Friday to decide who will succeed one of Africa's longest-serving rulers, President Daniel Arap Moi. It will be the first real challenge to Kenya's ruling party since the nation won independence from Britain 4 decades ago. From Nairobi, NPR's Jason Bobien has the story.
U.S. Ambassador to Kenya Johnny Carson joined representatives from 29 Western countries today to call on Kenya's government to make sure next week's elections are free and fair. The Western diplomats said they've seen clear evidence in recent weeks of attempts to buy votes, disrupt political rallies, and intimidate voters. Ambassador Carson praised the Kenyan Electoral Commission for attempting to address these issues, but he said the government must do more.
In the last few days, there has been an upsurge of political violence associated with some of the campaigning and activity which has gone on. Violence as a part of political campaigning is unacceptable, and it should not be tolerated.
At least 6 people have been killed this month in clashes between supporters of rival political parties. The violence, however, has been sporadic, unlike in 1992 and 97, when the ruling Kenyan African National Union Party, or KANU, was accused of inciting mayhem to keep opposition supporters from the polls. Hundreds of people were killed in the days leading up to those elections. A constitutional amendment prevents the 78-year-old Moi from seeking another term. The main candidates hoping to succeed him are Moi's former vice president, Mwai Kibaki, and Moi's handpicked successor, Uhuru Kenyatta. The 71-year-old Kibaki is running as the head of the National Rainbow Coalition, or NARC. The 42-year-old Kenyatta is the son of Kenya's first president, Jomo Kenyatta. He has no experience in government, having lost his one and only bid for a seat in parliament. Kenyatta is with Moi's KANU party. KANU is the only party to have held power since the country became independent in 1963. Under Moi and KANU, Kenya's economy bogged down in corruption. Tourism fell by more than 50%, and the average wage dropped to less than $1 a day. While at the same time, Moi's friends and family grew tremendously rich. Many Kenyans this election season say the priorities of the new government must be to root out rampant corruption and rebuild their country.
Kenyans, they don't have money in their pocket to spend. So we want a government which is going to care for people, to bring our economy back on track.
John Obura Dima is standing on a busy street corner in downtown Nairobi. He's an auctioneer and a Kibaki supporter. Obura Dima blames Moi for Kenya's current woes, and he says Moi should have been forced out of power a long time ago. Obura Dima says that for many Kenyans, the election offers tremendous hope.
We are looking for a real change, which is going to make us have a new country whereby everybody is going to enjoy, but not what has been happening with the previous government.
International election monitors are also concerned about possible vote rigging and harassment during next week's poll and will be spread out across Kenya. The winner of the election is expected to be sworn into office on or near January 3rd. Jason Bobien, NPR News, Nairobi.